Yisro was giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu as to how he should set up the system of Dayanus, of Batidinim. You have to choose people. Choose his kenim. Choose your assistants. Anshei chayo. Yireol kim. Anshei emes. Sonei vatsa. There were four criteria. Four ingredients that were necessary to enable one to be on this bezdin, to be one of the zakenim. Anshei chayo. Says Rashi, Anshei chayo means ashirim. People of wealth, people of money, they would not need to be machnif someone to play favoritism. Lahakir panim. Anshe emes, the Yirol Kim is number two. Anshe emes is Rashi elu balei havtocha, people who you can rely on. Shem kedai lismach adireyim. When they commit, when they make havtocha to someone, they commit, when they guarantee something, you can trust them. They won't change their mind. They can you divar and nishmoyim. People listen to them because of that. If they say, listen, smutter, it's pata, whatever the law it is, people rely on them. So you have to have someone's anshe emes, people of truth. They stick to the truth, they don't veer from the truth, and that's it. Their word is their commitment. Sonei vatsa was the last thing. Shason es mamona. They just don't like money. Bidin. Kahid Armino brings the Gemara. Those are the four criteria. And we'll just see Rabosai a little very chiddishtik that if you would just have the last three of the criteria fulfilled, a person's Yerel Kim, he wants very much, he's scared to do what's wrong. He fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Yerel Shamayim. He doesn't want to paskin inappropriately. He wants to teach and preach Torah Lamito. Says Yerel Shamayim. He's an anshe emes. He's a person of truth, which means he's very careful. Not just Yerushalayim per se, but he's very careful about, he wants to make sure whatever I say is true. He has a tremendous tshuka for emes. He has a distaste for something which is not right, and you can trust him. So it's Yerushalayim, which makes him very careful about how he's going to paskin. He's a man of truth, and he's Sonei Vatsa. And he doesn't like all this money business. Shasonas mamonim bedin. He doesn't like it. He has no tshuka for it. He has no drive for it. But nevertheless, if he wouldn't be someone who's an anshe chayo, with that it means he has a bank account. Shein srichim lahachnif. He has no need to come onto people's money, come onto people's favors. Lahakir panim. So without that last factor of both sides, he will be puzzled. Obviously, it's a special bezin. The highest is the Canaan, but by Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't mean our dayanim like that. But this is a requirement which Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, which Yisro was suggesting should be required. So you see, our both had a tremendous power that if a person, we're not even talking about someone, a person's a dayan, and someone tries to bribe him, that's not the case over here. It's not shochat over here, that's shochat. Right? Shochat is usher. We're not assuming that he's going to be driven by shochat. Someone says, I'll give you money if you pass him like me. No, he just in his mind, he might dream up, well, if I pass him like him, maybe he'll be nice to me, I'll get a favor from later on, I can use some help in business, whatever it might be. There was no direct shochat over here. That's shochat. That would be usher shochat. You wouldn't need anshe chayil for that. Anshe chayil means, shein srichim lahachdif, where nothing was offered to them. There was nothing given to them, nothing under the table, overtly shochat given to them. But nevertheless, if it wasn't for the fact that he doesn't need people, he would be subject and prone to go ahead and fall prey to his negiyas, his yetzahara. You know, he knows he needs help, he needs people to support him, he needs friends, he needs people to help him later on, he has a business deal coming up later on. He wants to have influence on one side, so he'll a shtickle. What do you mean? But aren't you an anshe emes? You're someone who, and you're a person who strives for truth. You're Yerel Kim, it says. You're someone who fears, you're God-fearing, and you want to do what's right, and you want to pass it correctly. And Chazal says, someone who passes inappropriately, after Hashem Baruch Hu, it's a terrible thing. How Hashem looks down upon him. It's like it was Macher the Welt. So of course he's going to try very hard. He's going to try with every ounce of his seichel yosher, his sense of emes, to try to make sure he passes what's right. He's Sonei Vatsa. But nevertheless, Rabosai, you see a tremendous how powerful the gleaming glitter of money, of support, of help is in a person's perspective. And the person who's so driven, so motivated, for all the right reasons to pass properly, he'll still mess up, he'll still fall prey to his negias. That I'm not going to be so emes this time. At least subconsciously, someplace over there, will make a difference, and he'll paskin inappropriately because of the fact that he sees a potential benefit passing in one way. This is the power of both, say, the gleam and glitter of gashmius, of the power of money, the power of needing things. Now we have to be careful, be aware of which always exists. And just, I guess it always pays the chazer over. It's a very famous Eben Ezra, but maybe I'll go through it together, we'll read it together, but it's, how do you take care of this? How does one protect himself and ensure, potentially ensure, how does one work on himself to make sure that all the taivas out there, whether it's money, whether it's taivas for taivas nashim, whatever it might be, all these taivas are very strong taivas. We just discussed one taiva, taivas mammon, but they're all strong taivas. How is one expected to go ahead and divorce himself from the influence of these negative drives? So says the Eben Ezra and the Pasuk of Losachmar Eish Sreyecha, the Avdo Vamoso, you can't covet your friend's wife or his Eved or his monetary possession, V'chosho Re'echa. So he asked the famous Kasha, Eich, right in the beginning, Eich Yodam, Shol Yachmot, Dover Yafa Beliba. How can you tell a person, don't desire it? How can you tell a person, do that? What do you mean? It's nice, it's beautiful, I want it. I tell him I shouldn't want it, but I do like it, it's pleasurable. It's not a masculine, it's not a, to my eyes. Nechmad Gemara it is, the Einav. So how can the Torah expect a person to go ahead and not succumb to this desire? It says that when Ezra etan chamosh, I'll give you a marshal. Daki ish kafri ish yeshcho dea nechona, das nechona. There was this very simple person who had very normal das, straight das, ura, bas melech, shiyofa. He saw a beautiful princess. Or yachmar osa. The facts are he will not desire belibo, shishkav ima, kiyeda, kizelo itochem. He knows, he has no shaykhis. I have no shaykhis. I'm a simple person. I'll never in a million years dream I can possibly get to the king's daughter to marry her. So I have no desire for it. No shaykhis to me. Shukeechem mehamud meshugam. He'll, latash that kafir. And this kafir is not a stupid person. He's a very smart person. So he will not be a meshuga, she is avish, she is kenafayim l'ofa shamayim. He won't dream of, I want to fly, it would be great to fly, I see the birds flying, I want to be like them. He's not a meshugana, he knows, I'm not a bird. There's no shaykhis to me. But he tochen liyos, kasher ein adam misavah lishkav im imo. He'll never have a taiva for his mother. Aho pisha yofa, ki hergiluhu min ura vrada shi asurgo. So when it comes to flying, that's a physical impediment. You can't fly. So a person can't fly, he won't have a desire to fly. When it comes to Isurim, when it comes to things which are forbidden on both sides, it's the same concept. But it's a little different. It's a tremendous chiddush that a person can tell himself, a person says, this is prohibited, it's usur. I can physically do it, it's not physically impossible. It's not similar really to the case of the Balkan of Ayim, to the flying. But he knows. When it comes to his mother, he says, from when he was 2 years old, when he was a child, he knows. She is usher. Kocha kol maskil tzarech shiyeda ki isha yofa o mamon lo yimsa'enu adam bavur chachmasa v'dayto. The fact that I happen to be smart and I want and this and that, it's not going to come to me. Rak kashachol kol Hashem. It's all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to know that what's coming to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can get b'derech heter, and that's what's coming to me. And if it's not meant for me, I can never get it. Skip the, and he said, brings the Gemara, Borei Chayim Zonei, Rav Neschuset HaYimilziel Mazra. It's not up to me, it's not up to my smarts, my learning, my Yerushamayim, it's nothing to do with that. It's telling Mazra what Hashem dictated. Barbazeh HaMaskil, or Yisaveh, or Yachmot. V'achar Sheyeda, She'esh Yisra'eyu, Osra Hashem Lo. Once a person knows that the Torah says that this person is Osra to me, says in the Torah, she's Osra to me. Not only is it like the princess who has no shaykhus, me, it's way of, it's above that. It's more posh. There's no shaykhus. I can't. The person recognizes no possibility. I can't have any shaykhus to this person. I can't have any shaykhus to this taiva. I can't have any shaykhus to someone else's money. Whatever it might be. It's usher. The Torah said I can't do it. If it would be coming to me, I would get it but there are heter. So once it's above and beyond, out of the realm of possibility, he has no taiva for it. Okay, who yismach bechelko for yosem alibo Rachmod was Ave Dover Sheinu Shogo. If it's not his, he won't have it drive for it. Ki Yeda Hashem Lo Rosa Losesro. He'll know Hashem never wanted to give it to him. Yuchal Kachto Bekocho Machshavto V'Smach Beloso Al Kain Yiftach Beboro Shichach Lenu. Hashem will take care of him. He'll feed him properly. V'Asa Tov Einov. That's John. That's how he answered the kasha. So just Rabbeinu says this. So we have to be aware, number one, that the koach of tithe is so powerful, it's so strong, and even though he has so many other factors, like in the case of the Zakein, he has so many factors he knows will potentially protect him from judging him properly, nevertheless the pitfalls are still there, and the way to begin to try, one of the ways of trying to work on our both sides by recognizing and not letting Yeshara tell you, well, maybe it's Shayach, I can get this, Like, it's Usher, you can't get it. And that has to be as Usher, as far-fetched, as so impossible, it's like flying, I can't fly. I don't have a desire to fly because I can't fly. Same when it comes to something which is Dover Usher, whatever level a person can be masking and to try to dehair and appreciate that this is not for me, it was not meant to be, according to the blueprint of creation, it says, this person is not set aside for me, this money is not set aside for me, this chamor in the pasuk, ra'ishas re'echa, chamor, shoro, it's all not for me. When a person, the hairs are both, say, it mitigates, it takes away the taiva, makes it so much easier to overcome the Yetzer Hara.